2 Kings chapter 22. Now this is about King Josiah, and he was the son of some pretty bad people, but he was righteous. So as I keep saying, you can have good people who have bad children, and you have bad people who have good children. And what that means is that faith, real faith in God, is not something you're born with. It's not something that really is just passed on, like red hair might be passed on from grandfather or grandmother to grandson, or dark hair might be passed on in the genes. Really, if you read the Bible for yourself, hear God's word, you yourself come into this personal, individual relationship with God and with Jesus. And that's why, both in the Bible and in life, you can see how good people have bad children, bad people have good children. Well, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled in Jerusalem 31 years. So you can start young. He started at 8 years old, not that old at all. His mother's name was Jedidah, from the town of Bozkar. Josiah did what was pleasing in the Lord. He followed the example of his father David, walking in the ways of God's law. In the 18th year of his reign, that's if he started at 8, that's when he was 26, King Josiah sent Shaphan to the temple with the order, go to the high priest Hilkiah and understand how much money the priests are gathering and how much they've collected from the people. Tell him to give the money to the men who are in charge of the repairs of the house of God. And they're to pay carpenters, builders, stonemasons, and also to buy timber and stones to make the repairs. There was no need to account for the funds because the men who were doing the work were honest. So Shaphan told this to Hilkiah, and Hilkiah told them that he had found the book of the law in the temple. Now, it wasn't a book, it was a scroll, because they didn't have books in those days. And so he'd found a scroll that was just dusty and hidden in the temple. While they were doing the repairs, they found this old scroll of the law of Moses. Hilkiah gave him the book, and Shaphan read it. Then he went back to the king and said, your servants have taken the money that was in the temple and have given it to the men in charge of the repairs. And then he said, and I have here a book, a scroll that Hilkiah found, and he read it aloud to the king. When King Josiah heard the book of the law being read, he tore his clothes in sorrow, and he told Hilkiah the priest, and also Ahikam and Akbor, the secretary of the court, and Shaphan, go and ask Yahweh for me, and in the name of all the people of Judah, about the teachings found in this scroll. Yahweh must be angry with us because our fathers have not done what the law says we should. And so they went to a woman called Huldah, a prophetess, who lived in the college in Jerusalem. Her husband Shallum was in charge of the robes that were used in the temple. And they told her what had happened, and she told them to go back to the king and give him this message from the Lord. I will punish Jerusalem and all its people, as it is written in the book of the law that you have read. They have rejected me and have sacrificed to other gods and have stirred up my anger by all that they have done. My wrath is now arisen against Jerusalem, and it will not die down. But as for the king himself, that's Josiah, the Lord God of Israel says, you listened to me, you listened to what was written in the scroll, and you have repented and humbled yourself before me. You tore your clothes and you cried when you heard how I threatened to punish Jerusalem and its people. It will indeed be a terrible sight. It will be a place whose name people will curse. But I have heard your prayer, and the punishment that is to come upon Jerusalem will not come in your days, but after you are dead. And so the men came back to King Josiah with this message. The king Josiah summoned all the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, and together they went to the temple, along with the priests and the prophets and all the people, rich and poor alike. And the king read aloud the whole scroll of the covenant which they had found in the temple. He stood by the royal column and made a solemn covenant, a set of promises with Yahweh, to obey him, to keep his laws and commands with all the heart and with all the mind, and to practice the things that were written in the scroll. And all the people promised to keep the covenant. Then Josiah ordered the high priest Hilkiah and the priests and the guards that were on duty at the entrance of the temple to bring out of the temple all the things in the temple that were used to worship Baal and Asherah and the stars. And Josiah burnt all these things outside of the city in the valley of the Kidron River. That's the river that Jesus crossed the night he died. And then he took all the ashes to Bethel. And he got hold of the priests that the previous kings of Judah had ordained to offer sacrifices on pagan altars in the high places, and all the priests who offered sacrifices to Baal, the sun, moon, and the stars. He removed them, and he removed from the temple the goddess Asherah, and took it out of the city to the valley of the Kidron, and burnt it, ground it to powder, and scattered it. He destroyed the places in the temple that were lived in by the temple prostitutes. It was there that women used to make robes that were used to worship Asherah. And he brought to Jerusalem instead the priests who worked in the towns of Judah. All over the country he destroyed the altars where they'd offered sacrifices, tore down altars that were built to goats near the gate that was built by Joshua. Those priests were not allowed to serve in the temple. So then, Jeremiah talks about this, because Jeremiah was around at this time. And he says, your words were found, and I did eat them. So he says that when they found these laws, he loved it. He ate it, as it were. He was really, just couldn't wait to read it and really try to obey it. And it seems the part of the law of Moses that they found was the part that says, if you go away from me, I will punish you. It was the lists, it seems, of blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. And so in a way, the harder side of God attracts, because these people realized, wow, we really are going to be punished if we don't do what God has said, and we haven't done what God said. And it made them really, really zealous. And so God is love, but God also will punish disobedience. And when they realized that, they feared him and became very zealous. It's like when, in the New Testament, when Ananias and Sapphira are killed for lying about money, it says that great fear came upon all the people, and many turned to the Lord. And in Isaiah it says, when your judgments are in the earth, then the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. So the fact that God is serious and isn't a God that just says, well, yeah, I'm angry with sin. I don't want you to sin, but I don't care too much. He's not like that. He does get angry. You read about here about his anger coming up in his face. Then that means that he is real and he is serious. And all the actions that we commit and the thoughts that we have, he notices, and he has feelings in response to us here on earth.